This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Buying certified organic products often means a heftier price tag. But for consumers, it can be unclear just what that label actually means. Over the weekend, we asked some folks at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market what their definition of organic is and whether or not they mind paying a higher price.
Fresh, all natural, nothing that I can't pronounce in my food. There's nothing crazy going into my body. It's completely organic.
I'd say it depends on the price. You know, exactly how much more expensive is it? I'm more likely to buy organic food from, say, a market like this than at the grocery store. Yeah, to me, it's really about the way that they grow and process the food. So I imagine pesticide-free mostly, probably non-GMO.
Well, as of last January, Congress scrapped an annual federal subsidy that helped organic farmers cover the cost of getting their operations inspected. And that is a key step in being certified organic. What does the loss of this subsidy mean to organic farmers, and what does it mean for consumers? Joining us for this conversation is Lee Arboreal. He owns the Eaters Guild Farm in Bangor. It is a farm that is certified organic. And Lee is on the board of the Michigan Organic Food and Farm Alliance. He joins us now from Bangor. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Good to have you with us. And here in the studio, we welcome Tom Becker. He owns Sunseed Farm. It's just outside of Ann Arbor. His farm is not certified, but uses organic practices. Good to have you here with us in the studio, Tom.
Thank you.
And we're joined by Vicki Marone, who's an organic farming specialist at the Center for Regional Food Systems at Michigan State University, also here in the studio. Thank you.
Hi, and thank you.
Vicki, help us understand how important this cost share program has been to organic farmers.
I think cost share program for the dollar value is especially important to smaller farmers because smaller farmers, obviously, there's a smaller gross income that they are dealing with, and often their startup cost is high per unit of land. They start small. They still need these similar inputs to a larger farm, but their return is going to be lower. For example, they still need a tractor. They still need management. They still need storage. They still need the equipment to farm, but they often have a smaller pot of money to start with. So they're dependent more on the actual cash. The lack of Farm Bill providing organic certification cost share also reflects how the country is feeling about organic in terms of do they see it as a value in the agricultural system. And the lack of that value is portrayed by not including that cost share. They say, oh, organic isn't worthy of receiving agricultural benefits. So not only the economics is important, especially to smaller farmers, but also the perspective of, oh, there's a value in organic, we should support it, just like we do other farming practices.
And we should also have you get everyone on the same page as far as just what the certification is about. What does it take and what does it do?
So organic certification is a process that has been around for 30, 40 years. Used to be by the state. Each state had its own system. Mm-hmm. Now, since 2002, the U.S. Department of Agriculture started its own nationwide system of certification. They have created the regulations, and then they certify agencies, independent agencies, the NOP, National Organic Program, NOP regulations. They enforce them by farmer says, hey, I want to become certified. It takes 3 years to what we call transition. That means going from conventional farming practices to organic practices. And then on the third year, they can go through the process of the actual certification with that agency. An inspector comes to a farmer's farm on a given day. The farmer works with him or her. They go through the farm, look at what the farmer is doing, look at their farm plan. And that farm plan not only shows what's going on this year, but what has gone on the last 3 years and what their projected planting scheme is for the next 2 years. The whole point of organic is a sustainable approach to nurture the soil, produce food, and to reduce the negative impact on the environment. So if you have crop rotations, meaning you're changing your crops from year to year, you reduce your problems with Mother Nature, the pests, the insects. You also work hard to, what we say, build your soil. It means improve the soil through compost, manure, crop rotations, selecting appropriate varieties to reduce problems like insects and diseases.
Now, Tom, you are not impacted at Sunseed Farm by this because you are not certified. Why did you choose to not pursue that?
Well, so
the majority of our food that we grow at Sunseed goes through our Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, program. So what that is groups of friends or families that invest in our farm at the beginning of the season and then receive a share of our crop throughout the year.
Okay.
And so we're forming long-term relationships with these folks over the period of, you know, a season or for multiple seasons. So we find that maintaining a dialogue with our members, keeping them informed about how we grow our food, can start to take the place of that federal certification. And if we're using substances that, we need to react to an overpopulation of a certain insect in one of our fields, we have to use a substance, a pesticide, to deal with that. We're using organically approved substances, and we like to communicate that to our members. We might use soap in our transplant production facility to deal with an aphid infestation. And we like to keep our members in the loop about that, both because they find it really interesting and they like to be engaged in that process and how we're growing our food. And we want their hearts to be with us when we're in the field doing that work. So, and instead of just relying on that word organic, we really have the opportunity to engage with them about the process of farming and how we grow food. Not that that's not there for farmers who are certified organic, but for example, if somebody walks up to me at market and says, "Is your food organic?" The answer might be yes. My answer is, "No, we're not certified organic. Let me talk to you about how we do grow our food."
So you talk about the practices.
Exactly.
And the way you do it.
Yep.
So this kind of, I think, opens up the question, just what does organic mean? Is it clearly defined, or is this a fluid type of thing? Lee, what are your thoughts?
I'm more into the fluid, community-based definition of organic. Of course, now the word is codified using the National Organic Program standards, which itself is sort of fluid. I mean, there are new substances that are allowed or disallowed kind of on the margins of the standards. But my definition goes back to 60s and 70s when the word started being used, and that is something defined by the people who are using the word, and something is defined by the people who are farming that way.
It sounds like it's something defined by the growers and the consumers, the kind of relationship that that you have both built with your customers.
Right, right.
Excuse me. I think from the legal perspective, if you will, or the NOP perspective, the definition of organic varies amongst the agencies. Some agencies, certifying agencies, these are the companies that you as a farmer go and pay and work with them on records and having the inspection. Some agencies are more strict, or they take the interpretation of the law a little differently than another agency. And the word gets out, really. The farmers know, oh, this agency is very strict. And they really require you to have not just 20 feet of buffer zone, but 25 feet of buffer zone, which is the space between a conventional and organic field. And so that definition, there's wiggle room. I mean, look at our weather. Our food production is based on our weather. If our weather was fixed, well, things would be a lot easier. We know that the year before last, or this last season, that we wouldn't have apples. But we didn't know that because Mother Nature threw her curveball and we ended up with hardly any fruit out of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be wiggle room in that system, that there's so much questionability from year to year.
So it sounds like this is, when we use that word organic, it is a marketing tool, first and foremost, or not?
Yeah, yeah. For us being certified saves a lot of breath. But if you don't want to save your breath, like Tom, which I think is a good idea, especially when you're a new farm, you want to use that opportunity to communicate what's happening on your farm and how you grow things.
But I think the certification is also important for those who are not selling direct to customer.
It's
critical for the wholesalers who are buying organic and then selling it to a customer. They don't know that farmer, and the farmer doesn't know the customer. So that label allows that permission of knowledge.
And Tom, I could see you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, what makes that work for us is when we go to market, I'm standing right there and we can, you know, look them in the eye and talk to them about the food. And right now, our farm we're coming into our fourth winter right now, looking to sort of diversify our marketing and maybe start to look at some of the wholesale opportunities that are out there. That's when I think it needs to have that stamp organic on it, where they can't really tell the story of the individual farm where it's being produced.
Lee, I have to ask, what do certified organic farmers such as yourself think about the farms that, like Tom's, use organic practice but don't go through with certification?
That brings up a good point. You know, for me, I'm all for doing organic any way possible. Like, I'm not a huge proponent of certification. I definitely see it as a marketing advantage in certain environments. But I do see there being maybe needless conflict between certified and non-certified farms that are growing organically. For me, around Kalamazoo, there's been a couple farms that have dabbled with parting from certification, and they end up coming back because it was more trouble. There's farms that parted with certification and felt like it was a good thing, and it saved them time and hassle, and didn't really lose them any of their customer base.
I can tell, Vicki, from your perspective at Michigan State, you are very anxious to make a comment.
Well, the past MOFA conference, the Michigan Organic Food and Farm Alliance conference, was a great example of this. We had many discrepancies of interpretation of the value of organic. We had discrepancies of what was worth it and what wasn't. And there was a large group of farmers who are practicing organic but are not certified. And then there was a large group there that are dye-in-the-wool certified organic, and they've been certified organic since the get-go. I find to make everybody happy, if you will, try to there's value in both. A lot of it is a marketing tool. But also, I tell people when I present about certification, if it's you're very passionate about the fact that to say I am organic, I have certified my farm, or if you have a market, or hopefully a combination of both. But those who don't certify, just like Tom is running into the dilemma now, if he does wholesale, mm-hmm. he will not be able to sell that as organic.
I think an important point also is, organic is a baseline level of standards for practices. And, one thing Vicki brought up is that, there are big differences between different certifying agencies. From the legal perspective, organic means one thing, but it means a different thing to consumers. And
yes.
there are a lot of symbols that are used in association with advertising around organic
even
products.
Misused.
Yeah, that mean different things to different people. So, one person might view the word organic as meaning healthy, or one person might think that it means good for the environment, or one person thinks that it might mean more of an authentic style of farming,
mm-hmm.
when really it doesn't mean those things. It means very specific things having to do with, what substances are being used and different practices associated with farming. And so I think from the consumer's point of view, if you're looking to buy organic, what are you really looking for? And how can you really understand if that's the case if you're getting those things when you buy an organic product? And I think one way is, instead of just relying on that term organic, accept that for what it is and the baseline level of standards that it is, but also do your own research, find out where that food is coming from. And when possible, find locally produced products where you can, understand the agricultural systems, the ecological systems that food is being grown from.
I'd like to pivot this a little bit to kind of go into what you've brought up. What do each of you feel needs to happen to make organic food more widely available and at more competitive prices? So, for someone who does not live near a farmer's market or have the discretionary income to shop in that pricey organic food section at their grocery store, does that not turn organic food into something available to a relatively elite market?
That's right. That's the big challenge of the fact that the farmer is expecting a premium. And Tom suggested for a person to go and not only pay the price, but seek it out, do research. And if we had to do research every time we want to eat, the average person doesn't have that opportunity, and access to food is probably one of the big deficits in our food system when it comes to higher quality, mm-hmm. higher value, depending on your perspective. I hope organic is better for the environment. Of course, it's every farmer for him or herself in terms of the practices, and the inspector goes there one time per year.
Yeah.
And what you wrote down, the big brother isn't sitting on your shoulder watching you if it's correct or not. So it's a lot of honor system. And without that honor, that personal integrity, the system doesn't hold water.
Let me hear from our farmers. Lee, I'll start with you.
Cool. So it seems to me that the reason we've gotten used to cheap food has to do with policy. as a nation, we asked our government to deliver cheap food, and it has. So I think collectively we have to decide that we want organic food to cost less and then make policy decisions in that direction. I don't know if that's going to happen. So it seems like as an organic farmer, I'd like to invite consumers to come our way a little bit and put up with maybe some inconvenience while shopping for food, like you might have to buy your food outside, like at a farmer's market, to get a better deal. Or you might have to come around the backside of the table to get a case of some seconds to watch the price go down and to make it more accessible. I think organic farmers have done not all we can, but close to all we can to wring out costs and be more efficient on the farm side of things. So I don't know that there's going to be a lot more opportunity to reduce costs of production on a lot of these foods. But most of us, especially farmers that are engaging and dynamic and willing to move around a bit, are up for changes in the food system that would enhance people's access to it. Like, we're not out here to prevent people from eating our food. We want that to happen. We just want to make a living, you know.
And Tom Becker, you get the final word.
Yeah, I think that one way to bring down that cost for the consumer is to really look for those direct markets. So looking for farmers markets, going to your local farmers markets, if you have CSAs available in your area, engaging directly with your farmer, entering these kinds of relationships directly with farmers, whether you're buying directly at farmers markets or through community-supported agriculture, can be really, really a way to share the risk of farming and share that you know, extra time savings that we get on the farming end of things.
Good insights and good conversation from all of you. And I know we could keep talking organic. Lee Arboreal owns Eaters Guild Farm. He joined us from Bangor. Tom Becker owns Sunseed Farm just outside of Ann Arbor. And Vicki Marone, an organic farming specialist at the Center for Regional Food Systems at Michigan State University. Thank you so much to all three of you for joining us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you. This was great.
Thank you. Great.